From the Word of God, John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. So the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, full of grace and truth. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Well, here we are. 3 days beyond Christmas. And many are saying things are back to normal. That is true only if you know what normal is. Who can resist Luke's account of the birth of Jesus with the angel choir and the shepherds and their rush into Bethlehem and finding the baby? Just as the angels had said. And we remember that and we can make pictures of it in our minds and we can come back to it time and time again. It's that same simple story, full of message, full of power. But John's introduction is more difficult to fathom. John's words tell us why Christ's birth was so important. Listen to it again. In the beginning, and you recognize those words from Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. So the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, full of grace and truth. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. If we really ponder the words of the opening of the Gospel of John, we have to understand that Christmas is more than an annual nudge to be a little more generous and a little less judgmental. But Christmas should be an annual celebration that witnesses to the day 2,100 years ago on which all of history changed forever, which demands that human priorities must completely be reordered, after which nothing can ever be the same as it was. Christmas is the abnormal, extraordinary, unusual day on the calendar that declares that we should no longer think of any day as ordinary or normal or usual. That first Christmas, an amazing miracle took place. That first Christmas, God entered the world to walk among us and walk beside of us. That first Christmas, the Word, God the Son, became flesh. In an inevitable practice, process, that no politician, no army, no nation can thwart, either orchestrated insanity or by unspeakable atrocities, either by rampant materialism or by a steady diet of amusement, everything is coming into proper place around and having its only real meaning in Jesus Christ, the Word of God. The world may be too preoccupied with its busyness to acknowledge the truth. Dictators and business tycoons may ignore it. Shoppers and moviegoers may not realize it. Millions may be unaware, but everything is brought into focus in Christ. And as far as God is concerned, Jesus Christ is the entire center of the universe and all of history. Have you noticed how the politically correct has come into even this? About 20 years ago, here in America, we started pushing out the old way we used to designate time, B.C., before Christ, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, so that we could mark the year without reference to Jesus as Lord. And now we call it BCE, before the Common Era, and CE, the Common Era. And if you look up in the dictionary the word common, you'll find these synonyms: ordinary, unrefined, vulgar, low class. How dare they? But even among Christians, even among churches, even among denominations and publications, you'll read CE and BCE, and BC and AD are thrown out for the common. But no object, nothing has significance apart from Jesus. No fact, no object, no thought, no emotion, no deed. No institution has significance apart from Jesus. No government, no school or economic system, no relationship has significance apart from Jesus. No friendship, no marriage, no employment, no rulership. Only as they are focused through the lens of the truth of Jesus Christ are any relationships genuine, are any institutions worthy, are any facts, objects, thoughts, emotions, and deeds important at all. Only in Jesus are human pride and fear and jealousy and greed and hatred overcome by and through the ultimate truth, the Word of God, revealed to us in the very person of Jesus Christ. But 100 messages from the culture we have built tell us that the message of Christ and the message of Christmas is not quite real. Doesn't it seem that these days that Christmas is celebrated as a pause in things as usual, and then it's back to the truth as Madison Avenue tries to define it, as Wall Street tries to define it, as Hollywood tries to define it? But none of those is the Word of God. None of those is the rightful focus of our existence. The world and everything that is in it, none of those can reveal to us the true purpose of life and our part in it. Jesus Christ is the Word of God, the light, the revelation, the truth that stands above all and judges every fact and object and relationship. Jesus Christ is the focus, the hub, the pivot around which all of history turns. Jesus Christ is the norm, the standard, the measure of significance and worthiness and goodness of every human thought, word, and deed. No event of history is more true than Jesus Christ. Not storm, not war, not conquest, not recession. No threat to human existence is truer than Jesus Christ. Not disease, not hunger, not injustice, not oppression. No enemy of human hope is truer than Jesus Christ. Not pain, not divorce, not unemployment, not even death. The Word of God, which is Jesus Christ, existed before time was, and will exist even after history has come to an end. All creation came into being in and through Him. All things have meaning and worth and destiny only in their relationship to Him. Everything out there that competes for our attention and our allegiance is secondary to the truth of God, that is Jesus Christ. The Word of God that became flesh to live among us that first Christmas so long ago. He is the meaning. He is the focus. He is the center. Theodore Geisel said it well. "That's a noise," grinned the Grinch, "that I simply must hear." So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear, and he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry. Very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presence at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came somehow or another. It came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzled and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. You and I know that truth. You and I have seen the miracle of the manger. God coming into the world in Jesus Christ is the one truth, the one reality that should be our focus in life. We must never allow the conquering claims of all the other days, of all the other years, to deceive us or distract us, to misdirect us or mislead us. We must allow our lives to be ruled by the truth of Christmas, so that Jesus Christ, the Word of God, who was in the beginning with God, remains the center on which our life, indeed all of history, is focused. For all things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life. And the life was the light of all people. Things are back to normal. That is true only if you know what normal is. And normal is Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.